the Judicial Branch Administration Strategic and Operational Planning for the Judicial Branch. This is not an action item, and there are no materials. And I'd ask Justice Miller to take it over.
And I know it says on there we're going to take 30 minutes, but I think I can do this in 5 minutes or less. And what I wanted to first report was, based on our conversation yesterday about the SEC report, that it will be posted today, starting today, for our 30-day public comment period. That will last through July 22nd. Then the invitation to comment will be on the invitations and comment page of the California Court's website, and it will include a link to the written comments received for this meeting, all of the written comments that we received for yesterday. And then there'll also be a, and I know Judge Rosenberg now is gone, but there'll be a link to the audio cast from yesterday's meeting where the discussion was held on that. In addition, those public requests for public comments will be sent to the usual groups and stakeholders. And those public comments which we receive will be then placed on the web page so that the public comments will become public and posted. And there'll be a link, I'm told, right under the invitations to comment link called, I think, Posted Public Comments. So those will all be available for the public. You know, normally this is a three-day meeting, just as it was this week, and 2 days of that consumes branch strategic planning. And as you all are aware now, since it's Friday and Wednesday and Thursday are gone, we didn't do any branch strategic planning. And just kind of a historical background, planning for the branch and the Judicial Council started back in the 1990s. The Judicial Council adopted the first branch strategic plan in 1992, which was influenced by the work of the 2020 Commission. In 1999, trial courts submitted their first plans to inform branch planning. In 2000, the Council adopted its first branch operational plan. In 2006, the Council adopted the branch's current six-year strategic plan called Justice in Focus. And we are supposed to be now in our planning stage, which would finish and complete in 2013, which would be our next six-year strategic plan. And we as council members have specific responsibilities with regards to setting those strategic priorities for the branch. The council develops and approves a long-range strategic plan on a six-year cycle and operational plans to implement the strategic plan on a three-year cycle, and those are all contained in Rule 10.1C, mandated by the California Rules of Court. These plans play an important role in shaping everything that we talk about, from budget to program direction to the legislative agenda to the rules and forms. And in the past, we've done a very good job, I believe, in instituting those plans based on consultation with branch stakeholders. We started the planning for this year. ENP started in the planning mode back actually at the end of last year. We had information that was sent to a number of the branch leaders, which they returned to us, and then we had scheduled, I believe, in March, an all-day meeting with, I think, over 100 individuals from around the state. But as Jody and I looked at the cost of that meeting, with all that was going on with the current budget situation, we decided that it just wasn't practical. It didn't make good business sense to do it in that way. So we stopped it. And what I want to report to you is that we're not giving up strategic planning. We're going to still continue. We're going to work on our six-year plan. But we want to come up with staff a way to do this, we hope, in a broader way, in a less expensive way. So we're going to start up again talking about this. We have staff working on ways to do this so that we don't have to bring large numbers of people and fly them here and put them in hotels and even feed them, let them have coffee breaks.
Hey.
And so we're working on that, ways to do it through the web. And we want to even broaden it so that we have the opportunity to reach out maybe to every single judicial officer if they're willing to do that on a web page aspect. So that is something we are continuing to do. Jody and I also talked that, you know, with the SEC report and a potential new administrative director, that we thought we needed to slow the process down just a little and see what the SEC report entails, work with the recommendations, and I think after we've heard the report and seen it, that was a good choice. So I didn't want you to think that we'd forgotten about planning. It's something that we're still in the process of doing, and I think it will provide a better strategic plan now that we've delayed it, and we hopefully will be able to broaden it and do it in a more business sense way. So that's just a report. So thank you, Chief.
Thank you. Thank you, Justice Miller. Any questions or comments? Thank you.